response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, and it's so great to have you along with us, and we've got a lot to talk about today, and not only one, but two special guests. In the studio with me today are Aaron Nielsen, who is the Director of Development for the American Cancer Society, and a five-year breast cancer survivor. We'll talk more about that. And Stacey Mann, she's also a survivor and the Senior Development Manager. So we got some of the top brass from the American Cancer Society in the house this morning. How are you, ladies?
Woo-hoo.
How are you doing?
Good. We're doing great. Thank you for having us.
I want to start with an interesting story about the American Cancer Society. So back in the day when I worked at Channel 30, right, and I hit the glass ceiling and I knew my job was probably going to be downsized or eliminated, I said, well, I'm going to start my own business. To make a long story short, when that day finally came, guess who my first client was?
The American Cancer Society?
The American Cancer Society.
Wow.
Dave Woodmansey, God rest his soul, was a guy that I had interacted with doing stories, and he said, oh, I'd love to have some assistance, and so I've never looked back. So thank you. Isn't that kind of a cool story?
That is.
It is.
It makes it a small world.
It
kind
does.
Of. Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about your organization. I appreciate you being open and candid and willing to tell your story. So, Aaron, let's start with you.
Sure.
You're a five-year cancer survivor. Is that why you got involved in the American Cancer Society, or what happened?
No, I actually got involved about 25 years ago as a volunteer with one of the American Cancer Society's fundraising events called Relay for Life.
Oh, no. Well,
yes, that was my introduction to the American Cancer Society. I had lost a loved one to cancer, and I actually had never heard of Relay for Life before, but a neighbor said, you should go to this event. And in the evening at dusk, they do a luminaria ceremony where, you know, you walk to honor those that you've lost and to honor those who are, you know, currently battling the disease. And
right.
At that point, I just felt like I was in this sea of people that were like this community of support that all strangers that I didn't even know, but somehow I felt like I was part of this huge support group with people being touched in a way that I had. So I had to get involved, and I was a volunteer for 5 years, and then I started working for the American Cancer Society back in 2006.
Wow. So while you were working with them, then you were diagnosed?
So while I was working for the American Cancer Society, about 12 years in, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I never thought that I would be on this side of things, but I appreciate the journey, and I've learned a lot over the years.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I am cancer-free. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's great. It's so good to hear those stories. And I'm sure then you rolled back on the assistance of the American Cancer Society and so many of the services that they offer people who, you know, have to go through this. I mean, that's the whole support piece is something we'll talk about a little bit later. And Stacey Mann, I know a little bit about your story, but our listeners don't, so why don't you share your survivor story?
So I am a five-year melanoma survivor this year. Actually, this month will be my five-year cancerversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 2019, I was diagnosed with melanoma. It was in situ, so it was just superficial on my face, but I had a very rigorous three sets of surgeries, and here we are. In 2011, I was getting married at the time, and I was 33 years old, and I was noticing large sunspots. People call them liver spots, age spots, and they were big. And I'm only 33 at the time, and I knew something wasn't right. So I went to my dermatologist and asked if he would laser everything off. I knew the amount of tanning that I was doing was probably causing it, but didn't think anything of it at the time, and I had a little lesion on my face that had some red, underlying red to it. Didn't look like skin cancer. Like I said, it was just a large freckle, age spot. He looked at it. It was red, And he said, I'd like to biopsy this. And I said, okay, let's do it. So he biopsied it. And at the time, it came back a bit inconclusive, had autoimmune-like markers. So he thought maybe it was lupus, discoid lupus, which is what people have on their skin. We lasered it. It came back. And so this began a cycle of lasering and it coming right back and lasering and coming right back. And so he decided to start steroid injecting it to get rid of the inflammation. It was a cycle of laser, cortisone, and then a topical cream. And after a couple years, I said to myself, this isn't right. We have modern medicine and I shouldn't be having this on my face. So I went and had a second opinion, and the second opinion came back with another misdiagnosis. And he said it was tumid lupus, which is another form of lupus of your skin. And so he was injecting with cortisone and the creams, and that was another cycle of a couple years. So fast forward 8 years of this.
Wow.
With this on my face.
Being misdiagnosed.
Misdiagnosed twice by two very well-known doctors.
Okay.
Yes. So I was lasered in April of 2019, and the lesion came back immediately. And I gave up, went to a brand new dermatologist, and told her my whole history. And she's like, okay, great. You know, we're just going to biopsy it again. Nothing my other doctors ever did. They biopsied it one and done. So she biopsied it, said, I will call you in 2 weeks and let you know what the results are. And she called me the next day as I was driving into work. And she says, you have melanoma. And it became an out-of-body experience from that minute on. It still to this day has not hit me that the amount of surgery and trauma and biopsies and all the things that I went through.
So then once somebody finally diagnosed it correctly, mm-hmm. and once you had that biopsy,
yep.
Then you were properly treated. And how many surgeries later, you're cancer free?
Three surgeries. Now I'm cancer free.
And the surgeries are done?
Yes.
Well, thank God. You know, and that's what, you know, you also have to be your own advocate, right? When it comes to your health, when you know, you know. And you also have to advocate for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because, you know.
Especially these days, and I'm being with the American Cancer Society, I see more and more people having to self-advocate because
yes.
doctors do not have the time for people anymore, it seems.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, in my opinion, the healthcare system is broken. But again, well, that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Right.
But so, Erin, let's talk about a little bit in your role as the director of development. So, and you've been with the Cancer Society. So talk a little bit about not only some of the events that you do, you know, to raise money for this nonprofit organization, but more importantly, some of the services it's so important that you provide to folks out there. You know, who would have ever known, right? You start working for the Cancer Society, and then next thing you know, you're one of them. I hate to say
sure.
it that way. But so if you could share with our listeners a little bit, if they don't already know, I think it's a household name, but I think if we could dig down a little deeper and really talk about the value of it.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense. I know that I always knew that the American Cancer Society raised money and supported research, and I think everyone knows that, but I did not know until I started volunteering and attending some of our fundraising events, some of the other services. And one of the things that is so important is that the American Cancer Society provides transportation to patients who are undergoing treatment and have no way of getting to their treatment. So whether it's chemotherapy or radiation or even a doctor's appointment, we have a program called Road to Recovery. And it's actually an awesome way for people looking for a way to give back and volunteer to get involved with us, because we have volunteer drivers as part of our Road to Recovery program.
Oh, that's great.
But then we also have, you know, transportation grants that we provide to hospitals for those situations where we don't have volunteer drivers. In addition to that, we provide free housing at our Hope Lodges that are all over the country. So anyone that has to travel for their treatment, what a stress that is, right? That mm-hmm. financial burden.
Right.
And so anyone traveling, you know, 50 miles or more, where we have a Hope Lodge, they and their caregiver can stay there for free throughout the entire period of their treatment. So it could be a week, it could be a year. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful, wonderful service. We also have a hotel discount program through Extended Stay America for those areas where we do not have a Hope Lodge facility.
Mm-hmm. Because so many of those things are barriers to the actual treatment, right? How do I get there? How do I get back? And thank God I've never gone through this, but I've been around people who've gone through those treatments. And, you know, to think that you're going to sit there and you're not going to feel well afterwards and have to drive yourself home, or you can't drive yourself home. I mean, those are huge assets, you know, for people to get the care that they need. So, Stacy, let me ask you this. Did you start working with the Cancer Society because of your experience? I mean, you, like me, were in television news. I say I jumped off of a sinking ship. You don't have to say that. But was that one of your motivations for making the switch?
I became my own self-advocate after being diagnosed with cancer. And last summer, I was looking to volunteer, and I was looking for organizations in Connecticut. There really isn't that much for cancer. And I found the American Cancer Society. We have a grassroots organization, which is a sister company called Cancer Action Network. So I became involved with that last summer and decided, or this role came up at the end of fall. And I said, you know, I would really like to do this. I'd been in television 25 years, long time.
Yeah.
And cancer gave me a purpose. That's what I tell people. I don't think it hindered me. It gave me a purpose. And here I am. I'm advocating. I'm educating. I'm helping people. I'm raising funds all to help end cancer for everyone. And so here I am in this role, and I'm really excited, and I'm happy, and
good. You found your calling.
Yeah.
Let's get people to website too throughout the course of this program, just so you know. For there's so much information there, whether it's you, whether you know someone who needs, you know, some services. You know, we're not even going to be able to touch most of the services, but what is the website that people can go to, Stacy, if they want more information?
Cancer.org.
That's easy.
It's very easy.
It's as easy as it gets.
Yes.
Cancer.org. And we also ask ourselves sometimes, what can we do to support these organizations? And I know you guys have a big event coming up on June 24th at my favorite golf club, Tuxes.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
I saw you playing there the other day.
Yes, so. I was there. Well, the building that you're in right now belongs to the Tomasos, and the Tomasos own the golf course. So don't you think I maybe get some passes every now and then?
Oh.
See, that's how that works. But let's talk about your upcoming event.
So we're having a golf tournament June 24th at Tuxes Country Club in Farmington. Registration starts at 11. We have a lunch-in, and it's a scramble-type golf. So if you're not a great golfer, anyone can play.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah. So you'll be paired up. It's foursomes, and it's just going to be a great fun day.
You know, Erin, you were also telling me before we started the program, too, that you've got a lot of, you know, different things.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
People get invited to take part in a lot of different things, and I love scrambles, actually. And, you know, it's fun. You don't, like you said, you don't have to, you know, what's your handicap? It doesn't matter. I don't know what mine is, but I love a scramble. So tell us, what are some of the things that these golfers will experience throughout the day and throughout the course?
Absolutely. We have tons of contests and fun ways to participate throughout the course. You know, when they come and register, we have Bloody Marys and mimosas and lunch and just some networking happening. Mm-hmm. 12:30, shotgun start. There are other tastings along the course and different contests, just some fun things. We've got Backswing, which is a female pro golfers that will come, and you can use their long drive if you'd like to. That will be there with...
Are you doing the cannon?
We are not doing the canon.
Oh, I love the canon. Okay. That's okay. That's all right.
But we do have lots of other fun, different, you know, contests and things for people to get involved in. And then we have a dinner. You come back around 5:30, cocktails, prime ribs, salmon, Sunday bar, awards, the whole thing.
And some raffle gifts.
We have a ton of raffles.
And that's, you can really get some good bargains if you go to those events. And,
yeah.
And then know, too, that it's a tax deduction and that you're helping out a good cause. So they're
and we're doing a silent auction
and
of golf foursomes throughout the state of Connecticut.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's
different
great.
Golf courses.
So can they go to the website to register for the golf tournament?
It's connecticut.acsgolf.org.
So as you mentioned, it's a scramble, which means that you go from the best shot of the foursome. And it's so much fun. I just love those things. And you said, you know, you don't have to be a serious golfer. And so that's why whenever I play, especially a tournament, I say, put me with people who want to have fun. Don't put me with a serious golfer who is going to get mad because I don't golf that well, right?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't what that's about. This is out to enjoy the day, enjoy the weather, enjoy the food. So if you're interested in looking into this particular event, you can register at Connecticut, spelled out Connecticut.acs. That's A, C as in cat, S as in Sam, golf.org. Or you can go to cancer.org. Put in Connecticut and golf events, and it'll tell you what golf events are happening here in Connecticut. So there's a way to figure it out. And again, it's at Tunxus Golf Course on June 24th. It's going to be a great day. How many foursomes do you plan on having?
Well, we'd like to fill one course, but we have the opportunity to fill two. So
right, they have a couple of different courses over there, so fill it up.
Yeah, so, you know, we're... spots are filling up quickly, but we do have the opportunity to overflow into a second course. So at this point, we're, you know, looking to have 160 golfers.
Nice. And what about sponsorship opportunities? Are there any of those available?
Absolutely.
What kind of sponsors are you looking for? What are the opportunities that people could consider when it comes to that?
Sure. We have, at the smaller level, we have tee box signs. We have something really unique to our events, which is called a Hole of Hope, where someone can purchase like a tribute sign in honor of or in memory of someone. In addition to that, we have birdies and eagles and, you know, higher level sponsorships where there's lots of benefits that go along with that, complimentary foursomes. We have one unique exclusive sponsorship opportunity on the table, which is for the hole-in-one sponsor. That is specifically a car dealership that would like to park their car on the hole-in-one. We mm-hmm. have four hole-in-one prizes, $10,000, a BMW, a Harley Roadster, and then the final one is a trip to Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So pretty cool prizes.
Yes.
So we are looking for a car dealership that might be interested in sponsoring as a hole-in-one sponsor and going ahead and parking their vehicle at those holes.
Wow. Okay, you heard it. If you're a car dealer, give them a call. Let them know. You know, you're advertising on television all the time. You might as well benefit a good cause, right? You know, it's interesting. I remember I played in a golf tournament scramble a couple of years ago, and you know how they give out prizes for, you know, on certain holes for, you know, closest
yes.
to the pin or whatever. Yeah. So they had a men's closest to the pin and they had a ladies closest to the pin competition. So unbelievably, I got women's closest to the pin. So I go up to get, first the man goes up to get his prize closest to the pin, and he got a really nice putter or some club from the golf shop. And then I go up to get my prize, and guess what I got? A basket with pancake mix,
no,
and syrup, and wooden spoons in an apron, and you know me, Stacy. Stacy knows me well enough to know I'm like, this is, I won't swear, but this is bad. I'm like, really? The guy gets a club, and then the girl gets the pancake mix, and I'm really not that, you know, I'm not that politically correct, but I mean, I was horrified, and they were horrified, so it was interesting. So the next year I played, there were no pancake baskets, and I didn't win closest to the pin, but I think I taught everybody in that organization a little lesson in whatever, etiquette. Can you imagine seeing my face when I got pancake mix? And I'm one of those people. I cannot hide my emotions. What you see is what you get, and they got it, all right. That's for sure. So what other events are coming up this summer? I know that you're both so busy. The golf tournament is your priority. Again, that's coming up on June 24th. And if you want to go and you want to register, connecticut.acs.golf.org. Because research costs money. You know, and I think a lot of people wonder, where's the money go? What's the money doing? And, you know, you've got a great reputation. You've got a great brand. You've got, you know, you're doing all the right things. You know, not only here in Connecticut, but nationally, right? It's a national organization. Correct. Focused on research. Are we getting any closer to anything when it comes to research? Where are we? Gosh. I mean, how many?
Every day we are. It's like leaps and bounds that we're advancing with research, especially between, you know, the American Cancer Society is the largest private funder of cancer research outside of the government.
Wow.
And we partner with all the best science all over the world. And we have seen biomarker testing right now is something that is huge, where they're able to take a sample of your tissue and determine the DNA, that makeup of your individual cancer, and then treat that specific individual cancer. For myself, I benefited from this, and for me, that meant that I did not have to have chemotherapy. Years ago, the standard of care was chemotherapy and radiation for my type of cancer. So that would have been unheard of years ago. So, you know, they're developing vaccines for cancer nowadays. And it's just amazing how far we've come, especially in the time that I've been working for the American Cancer Society, to see the more gentle treatments and medicines and things that really improve a cancer patient's journey.
Mm-hmm. And it's also quality of life around the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around the person, around the family. You support oftentimes, like you said, the whole unit. Whether it's you need a place to stay while a loved one is going through treatment. Yeah. So talk about that too, because you do support the whole unit.
The whole journey, yeah.
The whole journey. That's a better word for it. You do support the whole journey. It is a journey.
Absolutely. And I would say, like, two of our biggest resources are cancer.org, the website.
Yes.
As well as our 800 number, which is 1-800-ACS-2345, 1-800-227-2345. It's a 24-hour-a-day hotline. And anyone's questions that they have can be answered, from, you know, what does my mom's diagnosis mean, to where can I find a support group for my child, to I don't understand my insurance. You know, that 1-800 number is extremely valuable. For me personally, when I went through my own journey, I was all over our website. And even though I worked for the American Cancer Society, I had never done that deep of a dive. And what does this word mean? What does that mean? And it is all there. And there is so much information. And it is so helpful for someone who's seeking information, as I am. Not everyone is that way.
Right. And you know, and it's so much more effective than Googling it. Because, you know, you think about, you Google something, you don't know where it's going to send you. You don't know what information is going to come up. So to get it from an authorized, you know, reputable organization, nonprofit like the American Cancer Society, is really where you need to go. Because, you know, you can go different places and it can get dark. It can be non-informational. It can be misleading. So to get it from, you know, the source is actually very beneficial. So Stacy, in your time working there, I mean, what has been like the biggest eye opener for you when it comes to working with the American Cancer Society here in Connecticut?
I have met so many people that are very closeted about their story. And it's been eye opening why people are so afraid to share. And so I've met many people that will just open up to me as a stranger, and it's been incredibly moving. And it's moments like that solidify what I'm doing, the work that I'm doing. It's the people and the experiences that I really love.
So you have a pretty noticeable scar on your face.
I do.
Do people say what happened?
Sometimes. I've been very forward with it so that in the beginning, I was very forward with it to prevent those questions. Mm-hmm. And that's what opened my world to advocacy. A lot of people say they don't notice it. Mm-hmm. But it's there. And it's my new normal, and it's me. It's the journey that I went through.
Right.
So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're still beautiful.
Thank you.
As always, as always, inside and out. All right, let's give another plug for this golf tournament. Come on, folks. Don't sit there. Get your buddies together, your girlfriends together. Put together a foursome and go out and have some fun at beautiful Tunxus Country Club, June 24th. Again, a full day, you said, shotgun start at 11 o'clock. There's lots of cocktails. There's lots of soda. There's lots of water. There's lots of fun things to do. And again, lunch is being served and dinner. And if you haven't been to one of the banquets, you know, out in the, what do they call it? Kind of the shed, but it's not a shed. The pavilion, we'll call it a pavilion. They do such a great job with the food. And I love going to the ones where they have the ice cream sundae station, and you're going to have that too.
If you aren't golfing, you can come for dinner.
Just come for dinner.
Yes.
Okay, that's a great thing.
Everyone says the food's incredible. So.
It is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe you, that day, you can't take the whole day, but you just want to come for the dinner, you can do that too. So make sure that you you go to the website and check it out and get signed up and help out a good cause and help research. You know, the thing is, it might not impact you today, but chances are it's going to impact you one
day. Absolutely.
And if it's not you, it's someone you love. Mm-hmm. I know. I've got my own personal mm-hmm. story with my partner who's been through this. And, you know, to know that there are resources out there and that it's coming so far along that it's not a death sentence anymore in most cases.
More people are living than ever.
That's right.
With
and,
cancer.
And a lot of that is due mm-hmm. to the good work of the American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. So thank you both for what you do. And let's get people signed up for this golf tournament, all right?
Thank you, Ann.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Again, I want to thank you both for being here. Erin Nielsen, who's the Director of Development for the American Cancer Society, and Stacy Mann, a friend of mine for a while, also a survivor mm-hmm. and the Senior Development Manager for the Cancer Society. So don't sweat it. People are going to sign up. You're going to have a great day, and you're going to raise lots of money. That's my hope for both of you, all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ann. Yeah.
And thank you. And again, on behalf of myself, Ann Baldwin, we want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.